This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I didn't bother digging too deep into this story. I just saw the report circulating last night that the NCAA and Raleigh police were looking into basically Dan Hurley being a meanie. Did you guys see this story? Like, he was mean to someone, so now somebody wanted to press charges.
Was that real?
I don't know. Here's what I do know. Everything I see of Dan Hurley, including the most recent video of him coming off the floor, talking about them getting bleeped over and hopes the next team to take the floor doesn't get screwed. He is a great basketball coach. That's the nicest thing I can say about his personality. Like when the joke is, like, you think he's good looking? And she's like, he's a nice person, right? You think Dan Hurley's a cool guy? Would you want to hang out with him? He's awesome at coaching basketball.
Yeah, he's a great basketball coach.
He just seems like one of the biggest jerks in sports ever.
The funny part is, afterwards, I don't know if you saw this, he was crying, talking to Tracy Wolfson after the game and, you know, kind of post-locker room. And he goes, there's honor in the way we went out. Is there? When you're leaving the arena saying, I hope they don't bleep you too. Like, come on, man. Like, can we be real?
I guess there's honor in pushing a one seed to the brink.
There is.
I think that's what he meant. But there's never any honor in anything that he does in terms of his actions.
His players don't do it, so there's honor in how they went out, not how he went out.
He's just not likable.
He's not.
And that's not a crime. That's okay to be a jerk.
He can flash two rings at us the second that we want to say anything. So he's a heck of a basketball coach.
At this moment, probably the best basketball coach in America.
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah.
But man, is he, like, if you're talking biggest jerk in sports right now, who tops him?
Yeah, he's insufferable.
And I mean jerk in the sense of unlikable meter, in terms of, like, you see the guy and you just get that visceral, like, I don't like that guy feeling. I mean, who would rank ahead of Dan Hurley in the biggest jerk in sports race right now? He would extend his sternum and run into the ribbon before anybody else in that race.
I'm sure there's names, but names that I don't feel like saying. Right? Like, it's a select company of guys who would fit up there.
I have a hard time. Even people that, I'm not even talking about divisive figures that people don't like.
Sure.
Like, LeBron James is a great example. LeBron's got more haters than anybody.
Yeah.
He's also got more people that love him than anybody.
Yeah.
That's just the heavy lies the crown thing. It's back to American Gangster and Frank Lucas. I mean, you could be successful, Frank. You could have enemies. You could be unsuccessful. You could have friends. If you are the man, then a lot of people will like you. A lot of people will hate you. Stephen A. Smith makes more money than anybody on television. $20 million a year. It ain't for me, I'll tell you that. But it's clearly for somebody. It's for a lot of people. He's got a lot of people that don't like him. He's got a lot of people that like him. Colin Cowherd, top of his game in our industry, right? More haters than you do, Toby. More haters than I do.
Yeah.
I'll take him because he's also got way more people putting him over and sure. paying him money than we do. But I'm telling you, there is nobody, and I mean nobody in sports right now that's a bigger jerk than that guy.
I was laughing. There was a bit. You couldn't hear what he was saying, but he was coaching up his players at some point. I think it was about right before a foul shot, and he was like pointing around saying something, and his assistant comes over and whispers something in his ear. And like in middle of instructing his players, he's like, "Hey, make sure box out, shut up."
I saw that. So funny.
Just throws in a shut up to his assistant.
Did you guys see
in the
this
middle.
Video? So it's slowed down.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And obviously we can't hear the audio, but it's a video of telecast, I think, of just in-game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing the coaches thing. We've all seen it. Left hand on the hip, kind of pulling the jacket back behind him, right? And he's got his pointer finger extended, and he's going like, "Hey, run two. We got to make sure you pick him up." And his assistant is just trying to tell him something, whatever his job yeah. is. "Hey, we only have one timeout left," or "Make sure that Stewie knows that, you know, he can't burn the timeout," yeah. whatever the hell it is. And he straight up just looks at him and says, "Shut up," and goes right back to what he's doing. Must be fun to work with that guy.
Yeah, insufferable, to say the least. And by the way, this guy would have never worked as the Lakers head coach. Never would have worked.
Why do you say that?
That personality, melding with LeBron, who runs through coaches every 2 years? No chance.
Okay. I agree with.
I think his philosophy works at any level of basketball.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think LeBron's just not on the Lakers anymore. And you bring him in and you run a real
sure,
organization.
I think he could work as an NBA head coach potentially. I think there'd be a little more friction because those guys are making more than you are. And so there's going to be some friction there. But he definitely wouldn't have worked with the Lakers this year.
I always wonder about the transition from the stupendous college coach to the pros. The guy that was so good. Because the way that you treat people has to change immensely.
Oh, big time.
There's some babysitting that goes on in college that allows you to dictate a lot more. You guys were hosting this day. I have no idea if you mentioned this or not, but I saw the story while I was in West Palm, and I thought, man, I wish I was on the air because I'd love to talk about this for a half hour. Did you see the story about the Angels and Ron Washington?
Yeah, we talked about this.
You did. Not allowing cell phones in the clubhouse anymore. They're basically telling players you can't be
on your cell phone. I'm going to let you guess which side Danny was on this.
I think it's the dumbest, most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, so I'm going to assume Danny loved it.
Yeah, Danny loved it.
I think Danny's insane.
Now,
grown-ass men, professional adults, that would be, is CK going to do that for us? Now, I know the sports and you know, non-sports comps can get hairy and are normally not worthwhile.
Yes.
But it's really no different. We're professional, grown-up human beings. You're not going to tell me when I can and cannot be on a cell phone.
So I'm somewhere in the middle. I think it's dumb, but at the same point, I understand it. You have to understand your ball club. Like, If you're going to say that you can still listen to music and you can still, you know, scroll occasionally, whatever, I don't care. If you're, you know, eating lunch and you're able to do it, but just not when you're hanging out in the clubhouse, I don't mind trying to create more of a family. But at the same point, they are grown adults.
So I'm okay with trying to create a family atmosphere. If you want to do something fun where, hey, when we are in the cafeteria or the lunch area, let's put our phones in the basket so that we can all sit around and share some fellowship and get to know each other. Something like that, Maybe. Sure. The idea that you cannot have a cell phone in the clubhouse, or you're not allowed to be on your phone for periods of time while you're at work, it's a joke. I mean, I am, like, this is black and white to me. This is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard. And to come from the Angels makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah.
Because pretty much everything they've done for about 8 years has been stupid.
That's why I also don't mind it. You might as well try something. Nothing else has worked. Try something extreme.
You're bad at making trades. You're bad at getting players to the big leagues who are ready. You know, you draft and rush guys. I mean, they don't do anything particularly well. So add your cell phone policy to that, as far as I'm concerned. And keep not competing in the American League West. And just ruining Mike Trout's career, although his health has done some of that too. Bruce in Silver Spring, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Gentlemen, how can you leave Rick Pitino or Bob Huggins off of that list to compete with Bobby Hurley? Please.
Okay, so this is a different class, Bruce, of jerk, I think. This is like a different, to me, and you'll have to explain what you mean, but you're getting at like the sleaziness and the, you know, the same feeling you get when like a politician who's been in trouble is on TV and you're like, eh. You know, to me, that's not, and I don't know his background, but I don't think Hurley's got a ton of that. I just see the guy and how he treats people and yells at officials and every foul isn't a personal affront to him. I think that's different than like Pitino in the diner or Huggins getting his whatever number DUI.
I'm really happy that you know those stats and background on those two. I can concede your point that, you know, it's how Hurley conducts himself on the sidelines.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's that one dynamic, if you want to call it that, on the sidelines. There's another where you're living that lifestyle that the other two that I brought up. And I really think that they hide that behind the scenes. We may not see that on camera, but man, if that's how you live your life off scene, I have to imagine that pollutes the boys that are under their tutelage.
So thank you for the phone call. I think there's something to that. I'm going like non-criminal, non-trouble division. I guess provide the caveat.
To his point there, you're making an assumption that something's happening. There was no assumption being made with the other guys you mentioned, right? Like there's no assumption. There's facts. And it you have to work off of that.
I'm going likability at the workplace.
Yeah, I mean,
that's kind of what I'm talking
are
about.
Are you a decent individual who treats people with respect? Dan Hurley can check the box, no. He just doesn't.